A lot of sad recties out there, Jake.
There are.
When you say sad recties.
What do you got to say to the people, you know? Maybe could they talk you into staying?
I thought the whole podcast was over. I still can't believe you guys are going to keep doing this without me.
Well, Katie put her foot down.
Yes.
She said.
Katie put her navel down and said,
she did, yeah. The thing popped out. That's when she's angry. The belly button pops out when she's mad. And she said, she put her foot down. She goes, this is the only conversation I have with people above the age of 3. And so I need this.
So but
I
said, now okay, you're leaving. So now I'm just talking to my husband again.
Oh, bummer.
So Derek, we're going to need some more input. Yes. I need some more.
Well, yeah, I guess we're going to have to. We just have people call in or something just to, if you can hear somebody's voice.
Truly. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Thanks for all the support. Like we said, we got a few more episodes with Jake. Podcast will keep going. Don't worry, but Jake will be missed. And give a comment down here below your favorite Jake moment. You have one, Katie?
And what shade of orange you want us to repaint this when I leave?
The bright. What color is even more annoying than bright red? That's what's funny when I show people this podcast room and you're so excited. Like, check out my studio. People just go, that's so red.
You got sunglasses?
Oh my gosh.
It's cool, right? Lights, camera. Let's go. We have a great episode. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
By the way, the black shirt's not just slimming. I am getting shredded. So.
Yeah, I can tell it's like super tight on your muscles now.
Is she making fun of me?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, health is important to me. Function Health has been a proud sponsor of Correct Opinions for a while. You've heard us talk about it. We got all the blood tests to learn about our biomarkers. But Function Health doesn't stop there. They also are a great way to go get a full body scan.
Whoa, that's new.
People are starting to do this. And, you know, I never thought about this until Function Health. And the truth is, lab tests tell you what's happening in your blood, but they can't show you what's happening actually inside your body. That's what a scan does. I actually did a scan that showed me, I have really, really high cholesterol, which the blood test showed me. Yeah. Let's make sure I don't have any blockage. You know, I want to. And they go, hey, no blockage there. But we did find in the scan a couple lung nodules. Common, but let's double check. Long story short, I am not dying yet.
Good.
But it was a nice peace of mind to know everything was working good.
Right.
Shout out Function Health.
This part is cool. I've gotten a full body scan before when I was like, all right, time to get shredded. Let me do it before and then I'll do it after. And the scan I got, like there is like micro amounts of radiation. So like, don't do this super often. And the Function Health has an FDA cleared AI image enhancement, no ionizing radiation, and are also reviewed by board certified radiologists.
Heck yes.
That's great.
That is pretty big.
Katie's glad to hear that. She's freaked out by that stuff.
Yeah. She's one of those people who doesn't like it.
Yeah. She hates radiation. So yeah, Function Health, you know, they personalized protocols to help make sense of all of it, the scans, whatever, your labs, your scans, your data, because the goal is never to live longer in a hospital. It's to live well for 100 healthy years.
It's a good word.
So they promise you'll live 100 years. They don't do
that. Close to it.
That's a joke, but they do have a great deal for you guys. Get ahead of what you can't feel yet. Function's advanced MRI scans screen for hundreds of conditions. You can add scans to your Function membership and get up to $200 credit. Join at functionhealth.com/Trey. That's up to $200 credit when you go to functionhealth.com/Trey. Sign up today. You cooled off? You good?
Yeah, I had to take a little lap outside to cool off.
A little mom lap.
Yep.
You ever watch, you know, like TV shows, you see like a character through a window and they're just like screaming in their backyard. It's real. It's real. I think moms need that. She's just out there going.
Got too hot getting ready and wanted me to hold her the whole time as I, you know, just.
And that's why, sorry, we were a little late. We had a little conversation. I learned this really for the first time. I go, our kids are wonderful. Having kids is the best. 90% of the time, they're fun. We're in this interesting mode where the mornings are horrible. They're ruining my morning. Mm. I mean, they're so annoying in the morning. It's kind of unbelievable. I go,
they're going through it.
Because we're recording this in the morning. She's just gone to war. And I go, why are they being so awful in the morning? Katie looked at me. She goes, I was. I go, what? She said, as a kid, she said, I was very annoying in the morning. I go, oh no.
So, and sorry.
tell us more about that. Because no one, Katie's never annoyed anyone ever. But this is what I've.
I mean, we'll have to get some more input from my mom. But I think my main issue, once I got to like the older preschool, it was always like, my thing was the clothes and also the food. So it's like, I didn't want to eat anything.
Oh, God.
In the mornings, but I was starving, just like our children. And also, I was obsessed with my clothes already from like a very young age, like pre-K, kindergarten. And so I feel like I have told the story before, but like, so it was started, I had to pick out my breakfast the night before, and that's what I was eating.
Gosh.
Oh my, that's horrible.
And then I had to pick out my clothes. As like a six-year-old, I wanted to pick my clothes out and lay them out. And my dad found this like really ugly, I feel like I have told the story, a really, really ugly dress from Goodwill. And he said, if I cry about the clothes I picked out, then I have to wear that to school.
You had a punishment dress.
And at the age of six, it worked.
So really? You would lay out your clothes the night before and you wake up and be like, no, never mind.
Yeah.
God. Dude, our mornings are, again, I love my kids. And the rest of the day is pure bliss, pretty much.
They are very good kids.
The mornings, it's you would shock you. It's, I mean, this is morning recap, 6:45. And this is a good sign. We've trained him at least to not scream through the monitor. He goes, mommy, daddy, mommy, daddy. I'm like, great, pleasant. I walk in. Hey, buddy. And he walks at B. I'm me in my crib. Your dad walking in to say good morning.
Hey, mommy. Good morning.
No. No. He's like turning his back to me like he's a prisoner. No. And I go, just a whore boy. You don't want me? All right. You want me to leave? Yes. I just leave him in there and shut the door thinking he's going to call back out. He's, no, I'm good.
All right.
So he chills in there. And then Katie's like, I'll go try. He does the same thing. You're, no. She's like, you got to get out of bed. 10 minutes debate, you know, interrogation. Are you going to get out of bed? He finally gets out screaming, crying. Eva's crying. We got to eat breakfast. Eva's hungry. He's not hungry. They're fighting over toys. I mean, it's a true 80 minutes of misery of like fighting, bickering. I'm hungry. I don't want to eat this. Eat that. And you're just sitting there going, my goodness, what a horrible way to start your day.
And this is your genes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I used to wake up with coffee and like read a book. And I'd be like, well, I'd be like, ah, this is, I'm in my head. I was like, I really need this to start this my day. Is, yeah. Good. And I mean, I've got to figure out how to adapt, dude. Like I wake up and get tortured before work.
You know what everyone's going to say is that we have to wake up before the kids. That's what they're going to say.
That's... I mean, I guess, but you just never know. It's almost like this anxiety where I'm like, all right, I'm up at 6:30. My kids wake up at 7-ish, sometimes early. So you're sitting there 6:30. It's almost like, it's like you wake up and wait to be tortured. I'd kind of rather just it be sprung on me, wouldn't
you?
Yeah,
yeah.
You'd be like, oh, okay, let's sit here with my coffee trembling, waiting for the terror to start.
But hey, I think these are things you should have disclosed on the first date.
If you
know you have genetics like this, you've got to let somebody know.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. Now that I think about it, your parents did say something like, if once we got through the morning, Katie was the perfect child. that's so interesting. Anyway. Yeah.
I mean, I remember them physically like dragging me out of my bed at times. Cause I was just like, not gonna
get love that bed.
Wow. All right. Are you worried about Rachel in any way? She got any?
I wonder.
Because she seems like, you know, everyone likes Rachel. She's nice. She seems,
yeah.
What could go wrong? She's got to have something in there you haven't discovered.
I've seen some home videos and I'm worried because I was a pretty good kid at home, at school. I guess Rachel was like, great kid at school. Little bit of a Tasmanian devil at home.
Oh, what could that mean? Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I think like she did one thing when she was 3 years old that made her brothers mad and her dad laugh. And she's like, I'm going to chase that. I'm going to chase that for my entire childhood.
My whole life. Yeah. I feel that.
I think she was for the most part good, but she definitely was more of like a, probably just like a regular kid, more of a maniac than I was. When you look at my home videos, I just cared about sports and maybe the occasional like harmonica.
Nice.
And yeah. I think she was like, how do I shove my little brother in the dryer, you know, kind of stuff.
Wow. Oh, wow. But she was the middle kid, right?
Yeah.
Seeking that attention.
That could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I had a harmonica. We had a little harmonica phase at home, and Thomas had one. He wanted to give daddy one for Christmas or something. So I have a legit harmonica, and I ended up in my backpack, and I got stopped at TSA because I guess they saw a weird object. The guy was like, I swear he was like, loser. Like, I swear. He, oh, is your husband joining you? Yeah, no, I swear. Yeah. Yeah, give that back to me. Wow.
Was it the real one or the kid one?
The real one. The real one. Yeah, I stay strapped with that, you know.
Yeah, they don't make them like they used to, so that's a relic.
Harmonicas are they cool? Are they, when you see a guy playing it, you're like, is that cool?
Yeah, unfortunately, most times the guys are playing it, it's like kind of connected to their collarbone. Yeah, like that makes it look less cool. If you're up there just killing it, only a harmonica and playing like the Star Spangled Banner, there's something about that I think is kind of cool.
Yeah. From a far away, you're like, why is he doing a guitar solo with a ball gag in his mouth? Oh, it's an instrument. That's what it looks.
I mean, yeah, it looks like dental, like headgear or something. It's like metal that comes across and
forgot about that.
Yeah. You got to like divert your mouth away from the microphone down here to blow on the thing and then go back. So it's tough when you try to multitask.
Because what are they usually? They're usually also doing piano. Is that usually the vibe? They're doing piano and harmonica.
I feel like guitar pops in my head.
Guitar.
A
All I know is
definitely
we had one
singing.
My dad was real into Southern gospel music, so I don't know if like one of the guys in the quartets would be purely harmonica, or I don't know how they divvied it up, but we had a harmonica.
Is it impressive if you're good at harmonica? Is it?
Is it a hard, is it a good hard instrument?
I don't know. I don't know if it's that, what's the saying? It's considered easy to start, but difficult to master.
Like snowboarding.
Because you buy harmonica in the key. You can't even play it off key. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's great.
Right. So
you might need to have a few.
Yeah.
I think there's like a couple techniques. Anyway. Hey, we talk about the important stuff here on this podcast.
I'll tell you one thing they do. Yeah. Like, they love waving that offhand.
I mastered that. But I should, again, you have to watch what you do in front of your kids, because I did that. And then my son was obsessing. He was waving his hand around. I can't do it. Just forget it. You'll learn it later in life. I would like to discuss something I saw that's really troubling me across social. It's making the rounds. Leanne Rimes going viral. Derek, could you go ahead and... Whatever, Instagram or some.
You know what's shocking is that I think I saw this.
Wow. Okay. This is news to me.
A little overlap. And you didn't.
Funny enough, I listened to Leanne Rimes this past weekend. I got a little 90s country kick. All the while, something's been going down.
Leanne Rimes, she's going viral because she was filmed doing all this like tension release work. So this guy's like bending her like a pretzel. And he's like, release. And then she starts weeping.
Okay.
And have you heard of this before? People claim like, well, remember when you were assaulted when you were 7, you hold that pain in your right hip. Oh. So if we can just stretch that, that'll release, which I don't believe at all, and no scientist does either.
Yeah.
But Leanne believes in it.
Okay.
The only picture I saw was like of her mouth open. Like,
yeah, you got to find the mouth one. You find the mouth one.
That's one of mine. Yep.
This is the good one here. You just,
Here we go.
Hold on. Oh, gosh. That's so painful.
Release. All that trauma is release.
Is she not just crying because it's painful?
Okay.
I think.
So if you're listening, Leanne Rimes, this, I don't know. Jungle doctor had his fingers deep in her mouth, like pulling them apart.
Yanking her cheek.
And when he released whatever tension in her jaw, she started crying hysterically. And Katie, I want you to try it on me. I'm not kidding.
The thing is, it's not in his mouth.
Release my tension. Please come over here. Please.
I don't even know what to release. Just, on your...
Can you watch the video again?
Yeah, we'll watch one more time to get a picture of what you need to do to me. I think it's what we need to do our kids in the morning, maybe. Do you think that would work? Do you feel like if you...
Knowing nothing, I would really like Rachel's thoughts on this, because I know there is some type of, like, have you guys heard of EMDR? I think those are the acronyms.
Oh, ooh, girl. Did I sing that? Show me like an electric eel.
Yes, I think so. I think that's them.
Okay.
No, but to me, sports marketing major, this to me falls in a category of hypnosis. Not actual hypnosis, but how hypnotists work is, like, they find who is vulnerable, who is willing to, like, go along with the mental kind of thing that's happening. So you take a woman who, like, really wants to believe she needs to release her trauma.
Yeah.
And then you go and you move her mouth around and she's like, "Whew, thank goodness I did it."
Yeah.
Where this is more mental than physical.
But it does work then. And results still the same thing.
Yes. It's like a placebo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm,
I know.
Get on board with that.
You think you'd buy in?
I don't think I would buy in, but I can buy in with the theory that's like why it works.
Yeah, you just said in a really nice way that Leon Rimes is crazy. Is that?
Was
that what you?
I don't remember saying that.
Okay.
I do think.
I'm glad she found the release, man.
Yeah, I'm happy for her. Mm-hmm. I don't really know much about Leon Rimes other than she was in Coyote Ugly, right?
Was she?
The very end?
I don't know. Was she?
I was not allowed to watch that.
She had a big song. What was it? Suds in the Bucket or something.
No, that wasn't her.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Suds in the Bucket.
Tension in the Jaw. Maybe that was her.
Trauma in the hip.
Was that her?
I mean, it's kind of like...
I got trauma in my hip and some tension up in my jaw.
In like a different... way, but a similar kind of what Jake was saying. Like, do you remember when I went to that retreat and I got like pushed over by that pastor?
Katie could be in a cult.
I went to this like weekend retreat that was like a Christian women's retreat.
Okay.
And I didn't really know. I knew like one person. I like kind of went with her. I didn't really know much about it, but it was a very like very
charismatic.
Yes, thank you. That's the word. Group of people, and
Katie kind of just talks in Mad Libs. We
just have to adjective.
Out. Adjective.
You guys do great. What is it?
Starts with a B.
And there was a section where it's like, okay, stand up on the stage. Like, we were gonna have one person like praying for you, and you know. We're going to pray for you so well and like all this stuff that it's going to make you fall over with like the spirit.
Yeah. I'm going to take a charge on the spirit.
And I was like, okay. And so I like, I'm standing up there and I'm watching, you know, other groups go, I'm watching some women like fall. And I'm like, I've just never seen this before. And I go up there and
you have to take a turn.
Everyone goes up there for someone to pray for you. And I think we even had to like cross our arms or something. I don't know.
You're like, dang, am I about to get?
I know. I was like, am I about to get knocked over by the spirit?
It's gonna be sick.
And then I'm standing there, and he's like praying. It's like I'm just like still standing here. And then it's like I'm clearly not doing what he wants. So then he starts like pushing me, like in like a.
Amen.
And the spirit will. And
I'm like, and so then, eight and under soccer trauma.
puts his foot behind her.
Yeah. And so I eventually fall backwards.
The associate pastor comes and puts out his hands and knees and tabletops her.
Tabletops her. High five.
Yeah. It's like, I don't doubt that they're like that. I believe that Jesus can do miracles and do amazing things, but that was
you
someone pushing me.
Yeah. Just get deadlegged. The spirit just deadlegged you. Pastor Andy.
I eventually just fell backwards because I was like, I really am kind of tired of you pushing me.
Big tree fall hard. How was that?
They had someone behind you to catch you.
Oh, hey. So we got a six-footer. Get someone behind. We got a six-footer.
We got a redwood. We got to chop this one down.
The support.
But it's like, it's kind of that same thing of like, if you were in the mindset of like, this is what
So what's supposed to happen? This is what they expect me to do. So I will do it.
And so I kind of like, after I was like, to the person I went, I was like, so I got pushed up there. And she was like, no, you didn't.
Oh, that was Leanne Rimes.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Actually, I was there with Leanne Rimes. Yeah.
They didn't.
So
I looked up Leanne Rimes' top songs. How Do I Live? Good song. One of the best-selling singles in U.S. history.
She had a big one. Was she a one under?
Kind of. I don't recognize any of the other ones.
I Need You.
Don't Fight the Moonlight.
Because I need you like water, like breath, like rain.
That's good.
That's a good one. She had a few.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really don't recognize a lot of these. But you're right. Can't Find the Moonlight from the Coyote Ugly soundtrack. Yep. Is Coyote Ugly just maniac?
Do you love that? Did you work at
there? I worked there.
Are you serious?
Leanne Rimes was our hero.
You worked there? No.
Between Waffle House and McDonald's, she had a quick stint at Coyote Ugly.
Dude, definitely the best paying.
We were, this is a long time ago, me and some buddies, I think we were at like a football bowl game and it would have been like New Orleans or something. So we walk into a Coyote Ugly in the middle of the afternoon. No one's there.
Middle of the afternoon?
Yeah, I know. It's like a Saturday. And we think, you know, we have our one goofy buddy. We think it'd be funny if we, there's an offering on the chalkboard or something like by the Coyote Ugly shot or something. We don't know. Or it's like, we know something weird will happen. So we're like, he wants one. And then we witnessed this woman like just assault my buddy for five. She like made him put his hands behind his head and she like lifted his shirt up and was like beating on his
belly. Oh my God.
And he was just going, stop, stop.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably not like legal these days.
Yeah, I go, and then she's like squeezing lime in his mouth. He's like, ah, stop. And we almost were like, all right, this is not what we thought it would be. Oh, yeah, back in the day, college bars to do this. Who cares? But it'd be like, buy your buddy a tidal wave shot or called something like that. It was like, happy 21st, man. And then he'd take the shot, and the bartender would
throw
just
it in their face.
Throw water in his face and slap him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'd be like, ha ha. And your buddy would be like, what is that? She can do that?
Okay.
You can find a certain bartender.
I was going to say, yeah, who was willing to do that? I couldn't.
I remember that happening like once. Good times.
Good times. Ugly.
Mm-hmm. We'd take Thomas there one day.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Wow, 70% off.
I want to hear more.
What could that be?
What could that be? 70% off of, I would buy 70% off of almost anything.
I don't care what you're selling me. If it's 70% off, I'll take two of them.
But this is but you guys want to hear about this. And Katie, big fan of this because we know I gotta hit the road to do these shows and Katie can't always come. So every woman knows being home without your strong hubby.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You want to have a little peace of mind.
Yeah.
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
That's what we're selling.
Mm-hmm. And Cove is a proud new sponsor alert. What's up, Cove?
What up, Cove?
A DIY home security setup. It's amazing. I mean, it was so easy to set up and it works great. It's 70% off. It works 100% and it's 70% off. So
170% of normal value you would get.
Yeah. Peel and stick sensors, no drilling, no wires, no professional install needed. Cove has live video and audio streaming straight to the touchscreen panel and your phone. I mean, everything you'd want and expect plus more in a home security system. Plus you can get 24/7 professional monitoring. So you know someone is always watching on over your home. Cove is peace of mind that actually works. So again, the offer 70% off. How do you do it, Katie?
You
start the spring season off right and order your Cove system today.
And head to Cove Smart.
Hey, we're getting older.
Whoa, I have really good eyesight.
CoveSmart.com/correct.
Yes, CoveSmart.com/correct or use code correct at checkout for up to 70% off your first order.
Woo! If you get a survey, please let them know. We sent you. Support the pod. Again, that is Cove. Go to covesmart.com/correct or use code correct for up to 70% off your first order. You know, as bad as our kids are in the morning, they're pleasant in the evenings, but it's still a lot.
Yeah, I think we had this problem last night, like
making her something to eat, making him something to eat, us. It's too much. We need to find something we all eat. Simpler and every plate, like when we go back to every plate, it just really
so much easier.
And so I don't know why we ever go anywhere else. Every plate, proud sponsor of the pod, they deliver Delicious recipes right to your door with pre-portioned ingredients. You can prep it in 30 minutes or less.
And quick delicious cleanup, too. Options. You're not like in the kitchen cleaning all the time. You know, it's clean just up. quick clean.
Cook, clean. She needs this. 94% 94% of customers say it reduces the mealtime stress and conflict. And 98% say the meals are delicious. So we agree. Try every plate and get $2.99 per meal. What a deal. Your first box, you get $2.99 per meal and 10% off for a month. Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use code TREY299. TREY299 to claim your offer. That's code TREY299 at everyplate.com/podcast to get $2.99 per meal on your first box plus 10% off for a month. Ditch the dinner time dilemma with EveryPlate.
Jake, how was your weekend? And you're not injured, I see, from your sports activities.
Oh, yeah.
Heard you got the W.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
How do you hear this stuff?
We've been around people.
There's a live stream, believe it or not. Yeah, your boys' competition day, you won. You drafted the good talent. It comes down to coaching.
Yeah,
we kind of
dominated. Yeah, it's leadership.
Did you kind of know? You feel like they let you get away with a couple picks? Or did you not know?
No, I didn't think I'd win. But it was fun. I feel like the main lesson we learned is that we crammed too many sports in one day for 30-year-olds. Because we didn't have any severe injuries this year. No one went to the hospital for emergency surgery. But we had like clockwork. Every 90 minutes, someone would have to bow out of a game. Dodgeball was our last event of the day. And I swear, maybe this is why we won. But we've still got our team of five intact. And every team are like, who are we playing next? Okay, Gunner's team. He'd say, hey, just FYI, you got to drop one. We're down to four. Okay, no worries. All right, who are we playing next? Survivor. Calvin's team. Hey,
sit out.
We're down to three. You got to drop to two. I'm like, where is everybody? Everyone's missing left, a person.
We saw two of the guys who went since, and they both were like, every muscle in my body.
Were you hurting that bad?
Actually was, you know, wow. For being pretty active. Yeah. I mean, just like, why do all these things hurt? It's just sports, but like the bones and like my hand were sore. My upper back was sore. I mean, just like, you name it. Sneezing was like, gosh, you know, like writhing. Sneezing has become pleasurable again, but for like 48 hours, sneezing was tough. Yeah, we just crammed too much in. We think the downfall was soccer. One, not fun to play at all anyway. And two, it's way more movement.
Very agile.
Yes.
You're using a lot of little muscles.
I think a lot of hip flexors and a lot of stuff like that. Where volleyball, you're standing there half the time.
Yeah, but that happens. You do a thing you're not used to. You go bowling. And then like for 6 days, you're like, my right forearm.
I can't
grip anything.
I can't type.
I had to grab that 14-pound ball.
Well, the type of bowling you do, yes, you would be very sore. I was actually who was I talking to recently? And they were like,
talk to anyone.
Yeah, I don't. That's why I'm confused on who it would be.
Your son, daughter, mom.
Because it was another woman. And she was like, My husband is too competitive. Like, I won't even like go bowling with him. I was like, me either.
Because you'll lose.
Last time I went.
Because you're scared?
You had to like stay after and like manically roll balls until you got like three strikes in a row or something.
That's so fun. I wish, Casey's not competitive at all. At all.
Not for stuff like that. I mean, I feel like I'm way more competitive in like more like athletic, like running or like something like that. I'm more competitive, but bowling, no.
Have you guys seen that kid?
You stuck.
On Instagram, who bowls in a very like uncoordinated way. It's hard to describe, but he like, I think he's like spinning it in his, I mean, all of it is very herky jerky. He's probably 12 years old and he's like getting a running start and he's like spinning it in his hands. And then he's just like chest passes it too. And he bowls like in the 280s. And it's the wildest looking thing in the comments. I mean, you can imagine are all so good. I feel like one of them was like, yabba dabba dude, that one. But yeah, you guys got to see this kid.
Sick. Social media rules.
Spinning in his hand. Yeah. Chest pass. New technique.
Just found it. Found it one day.
But yeah, it was a fun weekend. No one got seriously hurt.
That's good.
Our team won pretty much every event. Wow. Had fun. Sore, but it's all good.
Did you do the swimming?
No. I talked everyone out of the swimming.
Nice.
And it seems like the consensus was, thank you, Jake. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah.
Like there was a very vocal
Ice
minority.
The muscles real quick.
Yeah. It was like, come on, it's a rite of passage. We got to swim. And I was like, I don't think anyone.
This is the second year you've done it, annual boys day.
Yeah.
And this is your dream here? You dreamt this up? Or how about this?
Me and one other guy, yeah. Sick. Let's do something. Let's get the boys together.
Well, Katie wouldn't let me do it. I'm just kidding. I didn't want to.
Thank you.
Let's get you some correct opinions. I got one. We just this comes out coming up on Masters weekend. Great weekend. And so Sleets, my correct opinion is we shouldn't be. Listen, that's more of a question. My correct opinion is Tiger Woods is bad. Bad guy?
How come?
I'm fascinated by the Tiger Woods. So Tiger Woods, he just got another, he was like driving while under the influence, like rolled his car. And he was supposed to play the Masters. Now he's not. You know, he's clearly, he's got some issues. He's had a long history of terrible decisions. And if any other LeBron or, I mean, you name it, Mahomes, if anyone else is like, yeah, well, he cheated on his wife like 50 times and he does drugs. He goes to Vegas and he has numerous DUIs. But yeah, most people would be like, yeah, he's kind of, he's good at his sport, but Tiger stands alone where guys, the comments, Tiger, another DUI. I'm like, let's wait till the evidence comes out. Or like praying for Tiger. We're there for Tiger, which is nice, but like he has a stranglehold on millennial white males like I've never seen anyone have. It's really fascinating because I didn't grow up a golf guy. So I'm now kind of interested and I'm kind of asking my buddies, I'm going around like, so why do you, wait, you're like a great upstanding Christian man. Why do you like Tiger so much? Because he seems like he's not good, not doing good.
What do people say? Like they he's go, just our go, guy.
I love Tiger so much. He's so good at golf. He's the GOAT.
Yeah, that is funny. He's kind of untouchable. I mean, like, that's why no one will turn on him?
I'm one of the rare white millennial males who go, you know what, Tiger? Not a big fan. My correct opinion is I'm not a fan of Tiger. And look at me. That's a statement. Mm-hmm. Yep. There you have it.
Okay.
Beautiful. Yeah, I mean,
that's brave. That's brave of me because you get laughed out of a lot of country clubs, a lot of bars, a lot of pickleball courts.
A lot of pickleball courts. That
statement out.
You're right. There is. I definitely saw this commentary. Like, we don't have all the facts yet. Facts come out. Yet he had a bottle of pills on him.
So is he going to be the Masters? I hope he's the Masters. He could win the Masters.
Was he supposed to play the Masters?
He was going to play. But that's the thing too. He'd be the oldest guy playing besides like a couple like legends who play for fun. He was not competitive anymore. It's kind of.
How old is he now?
He's like 50, which no 50-year-old. Very rare. A couple times has a 50-year-old been competitive at something like that.
He really needs to stop driving a car.
That's kind of what I'm like. He has no, you know, endless amounts of money. Why don't you have a driver? Just have a driver.
Yeah.
Like you would sell.
Might be having fun. Maybe it's really fun.
Until it's not.
Mm-hmm. It is funny. I guess he said. He did the breathalyzer, blew a zero. I think funny. The breathalyzer, yeah, no problem. Like, would you do a urine test? He was like, no. That's where you got me. Nope. Won't be doing that. But it's sad. I think he's had all these injuries, and then he's had self-inflicted injuries from car crashes. So he's clearly addicted to pain pills. A lot of people do that. Very sad.
It is sad. He clearly needs some help. But
he'd be slain in the spirit, probably. He's getting knocked over by that pastor.
Yeah.
Probably. I actually called in someone who was driving under the influence the other day.
What do you mean called in someone?
I like you called 911.
Karen hotline?
I did.
Oh, you called 911. You said,
yeah.
Tell us how you did it. Hello, 911. What's your emergency?
Well, someone told me that I should say that I want it to be anonymous so they don't get all my information.
Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am. Get to the point.
Hi, I'm calling to anonymously report an intoxicated driver on Ward Parkway.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's not what they would say. Okay, understood. And
what kind of
car?
Are they
northbound or southbound, east, west?
That was the tricky part.
I knew it. Whoa, dude. I didn't know there was going to be follow-up questions.
Dude, I wish we had a recording of that call. You know, she was probably like, you know what? I'm going to call in. There is someone drunk driving. They go, where are they? She goes, I could not possibly
I gave them the cross street.
It's a blue car, which honestly, do not love the shade of blue. I don't think it's a great blue for them.
Before I passed them, I memorized the license plate.
What is it?
It was like 7MR or something. Yeah. And I just, yeah, I was, I mean, he was like actively, I don't want to kids listen to this, but like actively
smoking. Okay.
And just in my lane, just like over and over again.
Good for you.
But you used to know which direction he was going though.
I just love the dispatcher. Like, what'd you get this time? Another white girl who didn't know cardinal directions.
No idea where they got. You don't know cardinal directions.
Okay. I do. North. North. Okay, this is a fun game. North,
I think I know.
North, 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 north.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Derek, do you know the directions?
Oh, yeah. I was Eagle Scout.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. Brown guys know. Oh, no. We're a little more west than north here. North is...
North really? Is all the way that way?
North's that way. I was pretty wrong. We were pretty wrong.
I feel like that's not right.
Tough. This way is, this is north.
I feel like north has south. To be this way. This is not... I was fun to listen to, but I'm like, man, I think it's that way.
I remember a stand up a bit I tried years ago when I really started out, I was clueless. I to a whole room, I was like, oh, this'll hit. Like, I'll make fun of how no one knows directions. Like right now, point north, thinking the audience would all be like, haha, no one knows. And they just 80% of the room was like,
okay. Yeah,
that just makes me look like an idiot. Huh? It's pretty obvious, actually.
So, did they get the guy? Like, did you give him enough info?
I don't know. I was heading to a doctor's appointment. So, I mean, this was like in the morning, like 10 a.m. So
waking and baking on the interstate. Yep. There's a guy waking and baking on the interstate.
That's what I said. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. They was like, we'll alert all the, you know, patrol cars in the area. So we'll see. I didn't do a follow up call.
Great job.
Thank you.
Do you have a card to spend
your day? Civil duty?
Yeah, you did.
Do I? Yeah, mine's a little grosser. My correct opinion.
Gross. Okay.
My correct opinion. Did you just see that? No. I mean, if you, the baby just did a backflip.
I don't think, I would hope they aren't staring in that area of your body.
I wasn't. Same.
Oh! Dude. You,
it's a pretty aggressive mover in there. My correct opinion is that wiping bottoms on the toilet is grosser than changing a diaper. It is.
Tell us more.
You don't have the access you'd like or what?
I mean, yeah, they're moving. It's like, yeah, way less controlled environment.
Yeah. You're in the jungle now.
He's trying to do it himself. It's on his hands now.
And now I've kind of started to be like, hey, okay, stand still. You know, he's always stand still, kind of bend over a little. And so now there's like this natural sink with like a bar. And so we have this routine. He gets off and he like grabs the bar. I'm like, well, that, I don't love that. He's like, okay, daddy. He holds on. I go, all right, well.
Yeah, I don't.
He doesn't hug your leg? Like, you don't have that?
Oh, what's the hug your leg?
Yeah, we haven't.
Tell us, your leg, man.
And, is he standing on a stool when he?
No.
Okay. Yeah, ours stands on a stool and then he hugs your thigh. That's a pretty easy.
That feels test. Better than what we're. This morning he wanted me to do, man. It.
Try buy yourself a wipe bar. You install that and you grab onto it.
He wanted me to do it while he was still sitting on the toilet today. And that was a full conversation. And then he wanted to do it himself. And poop got on his hands. And then.
Oh, boy.
It was a whole. I was like, this. Yeah, it's just a way less controlled environment. And I'm really glad that you know, the actual poop is going down the toilet now. That's great. But. Really messy aftermath.
I'm proud. He does a number two and you are all done. He goes, no, I'm just going to. And it's innate, man. He's like,
it is innate. Oh, my gosh. He wants to sit there
for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It is. Are you done? You want to get up? He's like, no, I'm just.
He's like, you guys got a newspaper, sports page?
He just hangs on.
What is that about, guys? Just
need a minute, man.
I'm like, all right, I'll come back later.
It's awesome. Yeah. He just posts up and then he's back and forth, big potty, little potty. Because it's, I mean, respect, little potty is like, I like little potty because I don't have to take my pants all the way off and I could just relax a little more. Oh, sure.
Little potty is disappearing soon.
Okay. You can't
super
do it.
Gross. Yeah.
It's tough to handle the fecal matter.
Anyways.
Potty train has been good though.
He's done very good.
He's done good. We went to bed once. He's had like three accidents in the 3 weeks we've done it. Doing pretty good. It helps that he doesn't eat or drink. So that's nice. The movements are like three a day.
Yeah, there's not a lot of. Yeah, that's a good point.
Have you considered threatening him, like buying him a dress from Goodwill and saying, if you have an accident, you have to wear this?
No, that I think that might fire him up. I get a little worried.
Don't want to know how I'd react. My correct opinion is that the music videos on Spotify are such a waste of space. What are they doing with that? I sent a video. Mm-hmm. This is for people who don't know what they're talking about. This is the one that got me fired. I mean, we've been noticing this for 2 years, right? And then I saw this one the other day. Russell Dickerson, friend of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish I could go back and I want to ask him, like, does your label make you do this? Do you want to do like
just the little like 6 second video?
It's
that
a
loops?
GIF. Do the actual music video or nothing at all. The 4 second GIF does nothing for nobody. Look at this great song. Wow, the Jonas Brothers and Russell Dickerson all together in one room, and this is what we have.
So,
yeah, that. And you know what? I found myself being annoyed by this just yesterday where I go, new album dropped.
4 seconds.
I'd like to see the album art. Mm-hmm. And you click and it pulls up just like a video. Just a looping guy doing that. And I go, how do I see the album cover? And I clicked around for 5 minutes. I go, I can't possibly see it. I just see this worthless Vine video.
Yeah.
And
it's so short.
That's the problem with some of these media. They're like, we know. Guys, video's the future. What if we did a cute little video instead of album art?
Short form vertical.
As if anyone on the planet's going, ooh, new song. Oh, what's the video with it? What's the video?
What's the 4.5 second video?
Oh, it's him kind of like on the beach for 5 seconds. Have you seen this?
It's not long enough to actually lip sync. So, there's no theatrical element to it all. It's just like slow motion or that, which is recorded on an iPhone in 5 seconds. Like, I feel like they're just checking a box. Like, my label's begging me to have like video artwork.
Yeah.
Just does anyone want to do something really quickly?
I respect an artist when I click through and there's no video. I go, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of fun, but
it annoys me because the kids have learned that some of their songs have that on it.
Yep. I was just going to say Mulan, we watch, and it, I'll Make a Man Out of You, does not show them making them the man. They just show like the first part of it. And so it doesn't tell the story.
Well, and then they also know that there's like some sort of video on your phone. When I'm like, we're listening to music, there's nothing to see. Yeah. And they're like, but there is.
Let me see it.
Let me see.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people forcing content in different ways. It's funny. Do you guys watch the Spotify video podcast? If you're a podcast listener, do you ever watch the video?
I mean, almost never. It would be like, if I'm already in the car and I'm listening to the video on Spotify and I'm at a stoplight and so I can pull it up really quickly, you know, like stars have to align for me to look at the video portion.
Because I can understand Spotify desktop, like you're posted up at your desk and you got that plan. Maybe that's kind of nice. But yeah, how many people are in the Spotify app just staring? I don't know.
They've started suggesting almost YouTube videos on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that. Like, we need to take advantage of that. I mean, it's like Joe Santagato, he's just doing like a 30-minute YouTube video, but like as a podcast.
Yeah, there's definitely some of that happening. Mm-hmm. Like the Subway takes, the viral bit. That's like actually a 15-minute episode that they upload to Spotify podcast. It's like a top podcast, but they're 15-minute videos.
Yeah.
So that is, they're doing that. Everything's going to be YouTube. Everything's going to be TikTok. It's all the same all the time. Netflix. It's probably going to release a scrollable thing here pretty soon. I mean, it's just which I want to, since, you're sunsetting from the pod, I thought we'd reminisce on old times. I've got a few old videos. And I was just kind of scrolling through old footage to try to come up with ideas or whatever, but we'll deep dive way more on the Patreon. So again, support us on Patreon, go to patreon.com/TreyKennedy. We've mailed out those limited edition correct opinion hats to a few lucky winners. So thanks for the love, y'all. So we're always treating our super recties. Patreon.com/JKennedy. We'll talk more about these, but pull up one of your favorites. I don't know, Derek. I sent you a few.
Yeah.
What's one of these? Oh, here we go. Blinded by the White.
These are all really good memories. This is 2019 probably.
I remember at the time being like, man, this is just some of the best comedic content anyone's ever made. I mean, we took the piano to the Target parking lot. It was brilliant.
You already know what it is.
Yeah. Dude, look at this.
This one goes out to all my white
Starbucks, baby.
I don't even know how white they are. And all y'all who got to deal with it. Yeet.
Oh, yeah. By the white. Oh, I'm one of the top ones. Like, did he record this at the bottom of a well? Yeah. Well, hey, I'm not a recording artist. Okay. Is that really want to grab a bite? Lighted by the white.
Hold up on my skinny jeans. Man, these things are tough. I'm going to move over. Side of the road on a horse.
I mean, these, and we'll go through so many more on the Patreon. It's like, it's crazy. And almost kind of sad. These, this day content, we're like, I'm like, it's gotta, something crazy gotta happen the first 2 seconds. And then I'm like texting Derek or Mikey, the editors, remove that 0.4 seconds of dead space. You know, it's gotta just be, you're making content for crackheads. And back then we have so many videos where it just be like, you know, it's just kind of, there was a little gap.
Slowly time, get into it and it'll pay off in the end.
4 minute videos. I mean, when's the last time you watched a 4 minute video? You gotta blow my mind for me to watch something for 4 minutes.
I mean, that was pretty early on. I don't know how early.
7 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that 19. Was probably 6 months into doing it. I remember like, yeah, the frame you paused on, just like I put white boy dance break. I would just like take these like creative liberties and then you'd be like, yeah, great. I'm like, oh, cool. Great. I can just kind of do my own
stuff.
Get
millions of views no matter what. Cool. Yeah. And now I'm like, we'd spend 30 minutes on a single decision to like crack the algorithm.
That was fun.
That was a fun shoot because there's so many jokes. So we just like spent all day driving to Cracker Barrel, driving by a horse, driving to a rock climbing gym. I remember the rock climbing gym was fun. I go, we just two passes, cheapest pass. We just walked in and you filmed me and then we walked out. Thank you.
Yeah, probably didn't need to pay for that.
Yeah.
I know. So, but back then it was like, now you're like, whatever, dude, can we shoot this one thing? Back then I was like embarrassed. Like, just let's do this as fast as we can.
Mm-hmm.
No one needs to know we make videos for a living. This is humiliating.
Yeah.
And now everyone's doing it. By the way, I had an old friend come through the Salt Lake show. He took some pics and stuff, so I was going to Cash App him.
Hmm.
And, you know, you ever forget you got money in, like, your Cash App?
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, and then you're like, that's nice.
Well, why is that nice?
It's free.
It's free to you,
yeah,
huh?
It's free girl money. Math. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, forgot money. About it, so it's free.
So it's just, yeah, it's just like, it doesn't matter.
It's
like
not free. Uh-huh. I love Cash App. We all love Cash App. We use it because, hey, if you're going to use an app, why not Cash App? Because we have a great offer for you. And they do more than just the app. They just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. It unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized cash back offers every Friday at places you love to shop. So
that's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Good for Cash App.
Good for Cash App. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CashApp10 on their profile.
So free
at
money.
At sign up. Yep.
Free money.
Free money.
Send $5 to a friend within 14 days. So again, use the code CashApp10, CashApp10 in your profile at sign up, and you can earn $10 when you send $5 to a friend within 2 weeks. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sun Bank member FDIC. Cash App Green overdraft coverage. Borrow cash back offers and promotions provided by Cash App, a block, eat, bank. Visit cash.app. That's legal sponsors for fools. Nailed that one.
Wow.
Thanks, Cash App. Give me the pizza one really quick.
Okay.
And then we'll dive in more. Dude, this is crazy that this.
I enjoyed this one from what I remember. It was a good song. It was an original song.
Yeah, I wrote up an original song about pizza with a bunch of innuendos. And
I remember you, kind of like diving on your bed.
And we went to, I was like, that was a dope place for a shoot. And you're like, I know this like beautiful cult outside of town.
Yeah, it's empty.
We shot in this cult. And the one person was like, what are you doing? And we're like, it's on YouTube. And like, all right, whatever.
Aren't you wearing these like crazy pants?
Yeah.
MC Hammer pants?
Mm-hmm. Here we go. I mean, look at this. Beautiful. I Need Your Love, spelled K-N-E-A-D. I thought this was fire.
Dude, I can like still remember editing this video.
You brought the gimbal out?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You got what I need. Okay, all right. We'll talk more later. Katie, you hadn't seen that one, huh?
I have seen that one.
I like that one.
I mean, bro, I was... I was getting sensual with
just me and you in like an empty like lawn.
What's I trying to do?
Yeah, there's like, yeah, this is like where people have like wedding pictures and
yeah.
That's a good song though.
Oh my gosh, I wasn't expecting that. Good night. It's crazy to think I don't think anyone's fully embraced how one day we'll be grandpas, like our grandparents. Like, here's a black and white photo of when I was a youngin', kind of looking slick, like cool. Like our grandkids will be like,
here's like a whole catalog.
Yeah, grandpa, I spent a weekend with my buddies reviewing your old footage. My God, it was offensive. It was horrific. I mean, but 50 years from now, like, we hate you, Papa. You're disgusting.
It will be interesting.
Yeah, how many times you wear a dress? Or maybe it'd be cool. Like, hey, you were really ahead of your time with that.
Maybe.
Because
things are moving so fast. Like, things nowadays can still stand the test of time, but it still, like, has it, like, even sitcoms that were great in the 90s, it still has a little bit of, like, that wouldn't really be funny today or whatever. It's like, things are moving so quickly that nothing you did 2 years ago is funny today. It's going to be so hard to hold up to our grandkids.
That's very true.
But they're going to have videos online from when they were like in middle school and high school that are like,
that's what's tough.
Bad, like worse.
I saw a funny video of like a middle school dance or something. They're like, SpongeBob, Doctor, that's okay. Have you heard that stupid song? Yeah. And they're like all doing it in unison. And you're like, this is a bummer for them. Like, there are no cameras at my fifth grade dance.
Yeah,
right.
When you're awkwardly dancing with next to a girl or whatever you're doing.
I am so glad there's not footage of me at like my sixth grade dance. Like,
I saw a TikTok that had 10 million likes and it was of three like 11-year-old boys just in their room. And it was like, they're trying to make relatable content. It was like, there's three types of guys in every friend group. And they're putting like music over the top of it. And it's like the fighter, the silly sausage, and the casual one. And it was just like, it's just peak middle school boy. And all the comments are like, I can't wait for their boys to find this 6 years from now or whatever. Like, they are going to get made fun of so much.
And what I do to recover the footage we shot on a Nokia flip phone. We used to make funny little videos.
Yeah.
That you could see it. It's like a 1x1 inch screen. We'd watch it back on.
Oh.
Or what about, did you guys ever do this? When I was in elementary school, I would make like music video slideshows on PowerPoint. You could like put your voice into them.
Oh, wow.
And it would like play through.
What song?
It used to be pretty techie.
I have a lot of different songs, but the good news is they're not videos of me. So like if those resurfaced, it wouldn't be videos of me. It would just be clip art in my voice.
What were some of the songs you had memorized?
Dan rhymed.
Taste of your lips, are paradise.
I don't think I was allowed to listen to that in elementary school. I'm sure it was way more PG.
Reliant K.
Yeah. Something, yeah. I don't know.
What were you pulling up, Derek?
I found out my daughter has been vlogging. We didn't know she was.
Oh.
And she has this little cheap plastic camera.
What, she's six?
Yeah, six, and she's been doing this for years. So I pulled up the memory card, and she's been doing it for multiple years. When it's actually adorable. Right. I love that she's done this.
Yeah, for years. That's awesome. Yeah,
and we had no clue she was doing any of this.
Is she just talking about her day? She's repeating stuff she hears from the family. The war with Iran will pan out. she's vlogging it.
Okay. Oh, there she is. Brace yourself for the audio. But.
Hello, everybody. My name is Leah. My birthday is April 5th. And it's on Easter this year. Yay! I had a dermatologist and I got two shots and I wasn't even crying.
Dude. Yeah, but so we have a bunch of those where she's like, I gotta be quiet because mommy's sleeping right now.
I got two shots. I didn't even cry.
She got the dermatologist gave her shots?
Yeah.
Dang, dude. Didn't even cry. Is that true?
Yeah. And then we were rock climbing afterwards. Yep.
Let's go. Wow.
That's so cute. Thomas is famous for saying, I didn't even cry when he for sure cried a bun.
or yesterday we did.
I didn't even cry. You know, Katie looks at me. Yes, he did.
Or yesterday so he cried his entire swim lesson. And when we got home, he said, I was just pretend crying.
Pretend crying. Like a real man. I wasn't crying.
He cried the entire swim lesson.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny to watch him because he does everything flawlessly while crying.
Yeah, so he's actively swimming. he's giving her high fives when she asks for them. She's like.
It's pretty funny, actually.
So why is he crying if he's like...
Dude loves to cry.
Because he's, yeah.
Pretty emotional. Okay, how long is this?
50.
Okay, correct opinion. You got your correct opinions in.
I'm excited to dive in.
I'm bummed he's not doing the Masters, by the way, but problem.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. We got a lot of videos back in the day. Some you're in a pretty meaningful way. Good times, man. It's just crazy to think about. It's and as like anything, the bar gets raised. I'm glad we were in it when we were in it, because it's a year or two there. We're just like, yeah, it doesn't matter what we shoot. It was awesome.
Except for Squirrels Be Like. That one didn't take off. Think about that one every now and then.
Yeah, that was one of the rare times we would put out stuff that was, you know, like the pizza song. Hey, we were confident with it. But the Squirrel one is one you sent me an edit. I watched back. I go, what? Hey, what?
That was an unusual content for you.
Yeah, you're like, is there a way to re-edit it? Not really. That's what it is.
I remember thinking, man, just be a squirrel. I'm running back and forth in front of a road. It'll be
Did you still have that costume?
I wore it for Halloween, I think, one year.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
When we were shooting with Jane, she loves to bring it up. She's like, that's the first video I ever saw of yours was squirrel.
Oh,
no
wow.
way.
And I didn't post it like ironically. I'm like, guys, I have a video. I finally made a video I'm ashamed to post. Post it. So I tried to frame it that way. I'm aware this is embarrassing. But I was like up in my attic, and you filmed me in my attic. And I go, just put maybe funny music behind it. And I go, no, that didn't fix it.
Man, the kids would love to watch that.
So weird. That one was weird. And we had a couple like that. I was a turkey one year, like turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I thought we had some funny jokes. That one, no one cared about that. That was weird. I was walking around. I like shipped it on the road to like New Jersey. We were walking around the streets of New Jersey filming a turkey.
I remember being in an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened, I'm having like vague memories. Like, did we end up shooting a John Crist Be Like video and tried to get him to shoot a Trey one?
That was, I was on the road with him and I filmed a John Crist Be like impersonating him. We showed on the road. It crushed.
That's what it was.
The Lauren Elena joke did not do well, though. I think, you know, he always laughed, but that was a little too far. We made that, which I'm sure we'll look back at that. We'll have to dig that up on the Patreon. Sure, it's not good now, but back then, man, groundbreaking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Decent impersonation of him. Wow. Now it's pickleball. What do you think you're going to do next after pickleball? You'll always be in the content game?
I have no idea. Probably not.
Wow.
I think I'd like to get back on a stage again, like 10 years from now. Maybe it's not like specifically comedy. I'd rather spoken be something word. Else. And then, spoken word.
You and Rachel, like a marriage expert.
Who knows?
You ever seen that? We're a fun married couple. We lead you through like fun games.
Mm-hmm. Like try to pop the pillow or pop the balloon.
And it's hysterical. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And laughing.
And you're making fun of them.
Yeah. I do stuff like that with adults.
I think if you're one of those couples that leads that, I think it's guaranteed you split up. From my experience, wow. I can give three examples right now. Like, this is what we do. And then they go, this didn't work.
Oh, wow.
It does seem to be a common thread of like the life coach is not exactly killing it at life.
Right.
And why they need this as a business. If we've talked to this before. If your business was crushing it, you wouldn't have time to be coaching people. Same thing with marriage. I think if marriage is awesome, you're not trying to monetize it. You're out there enjoying it.
I just like to think they're picturing them. They're just screaming at each other in the bedroom. Like, get the balloon. And they're just squeaking. This isn't working. I don't know. Try the, get an egg. Just throw an egg back and forth. You always drop it. You drop everything.
That's their fix for everything. They're doing all the somewhat inappropriate games. Like, you ever seen the one where you have like a lifesaver on a toothpick and you got to get it onto someone else's toothpick? They do that one. The one where you have to pass a neck or an orange back and forth from your neck.
I'm just sick of you. You never remember. You're always late and they're doing it. It doesn't work.
People are doing these games in a non-married way. Like, I feel like I've been to like a Christian retreat. We're doing that lifesaver thing with just like friends.
None that I sanctioned.
Nuh-uh.
I'll have you know.
I think maybe weird. Same sex.
Yeah, which...
Which is...
I don't really want to do that either. Do that
better, but... Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're probably not. If you're doing a coach thing, you're probably not. It's like we were in a our Bible study. Someone was like, let's read this book. It's on marriage. And my first, whenever now I know, I immediately just Google. And I go, guys, this guy's on his third marriage. And that's what we're like, all right, let's shut that down real quick. We just went through the very famous Habits of the Household.
Okay.
Have you heard of this?
No.
Really? Have you? Mm-mm. It's like a dad wrote it. Just very practical. Like you've got a wife and kids, you got a family. Here's some good habits to build, da da da. And I scoured the internet and Reddit. Like, can anyone tell me how these guys' kids are doing? I couldn't find anything. But I was on Reddit, like author kids doing good.
Which means they're probably doing good.
I was hoping to find a Reddit thread. Like, his 14-year-old's a brat. You know, I wanted to.
Somebody are doing good.
Like, hey, they all have straight A's. They're doing great. Okay, hey, I'm in.
All right. Now we know.
But I think that's what, if you're writing a marriage book or a parenting book, just have the acknowledgments be like your kids or something. Like,
yeah, proof.
My 13-year-old has straight A's and he's never been arrested. He's doing great.
Yeah.
That's all I need to hear from. I don't need Louis Giglio to weigh in.
Yeah.
You know, that's big. And I think we have been married almost 6 years. So the new iteration of the correct opinions, it'll just be us. And we've been parents 3 years. So we know everything.
Pretty much, yeah, we know everything.
I think 10 years is when you can really start bossing people around. 10's minimum.
Minimum, yeah, minimum.
In real life, 5 for social.
Yeah,
5 for social.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is crazy. There's a lot of examples of like we've been married 4 years and they sell a best selling marriage book.
Yeah,
I can't believe how dumb you have to be to buy that. I just can't even fathom.
And like, the older generations just being like,
yeah. I can't even believe it.
Derek, how long have you been married?
8 years.
Getting close.
Start to tell people what's up.
So yeah, I think I'll do spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
Seems cool. Like the best option.
Yeah.
Man, what am I going to do when I'm 50? What do you think I'll be doing? This is fun. Best guess.
What will you be doing? I don't know.
I surely can't be making 30-second.
I don't think you'll be making videos anymore. I think you'll still be doing shows, but like, I don't know, maybe not.
Thank you for believing in me.
I don't know. Maybe you're done touring for then, but
maybe they're smaller shows.
No, like you're getting hired for like
you've got a residency in Tulsa. Music, harmonica,
Branson.
Yeah. Oh boy. That's it. Yeah, that's it. I'll be a Branson act when I'm 50.
I think
there's worse things.
Yeah, I think you'll still be on the stage somehow.
Branson act.
I think we'll be done with the videos though.
Oh, he'll be down the street doing the spoken word and we'll meet up after for chicken tenders. How's it going, man?
I'm sure there's a speakeasy in Branson that the locals know about.
Get on the duck boat after, just chop it up. Get set tonight? I tried rhyming silver with pilfer. It wasn't, they didn't eat it up.
Couldn't think of a rhyme for Branson. I live here. Couldn't think of anything.
What are you going to be doing at 50?
I'm going to be living my best life.
The other day, Katie's booking her girls' trip. We all know how rarely she leaves these four walls, talks to people. So I'm very happy for her. And she's booking these houses. And Katie, again, I'm the money guy. She doesn't even know where it is, how to get it.
I do know how to see it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Kind you know of. How to see it.
You have the one notes app, which I showed you how to log in like 4 years ago.
Which I realized the other day I don't know how to access anymore.
Yeah, that app I think might have disappeared.
So we need to talk about that. But
all that to say, like, so she kind of spends money and she's very responsible, but you know, packages, they're coming.
Yeah.
And whatever. I'm like, Katie, can I buy this? She's like, yeah, I don't care, whatever. And then she comes to me sometime like a beggar. She's like, can I get a nicer house in 30A, please? I'm like, Katie, you do kind of do that. I go, Katie, I had to really talk you into a nicer house. I go, I don't understand where your head's at with money. I go, the one time you're going to leave this house, you go, please get the house you'd like. You're not asking that much. I want you to have a nice house. And she's like, thank you. That's so nice. I go, stop. Just book it.
I'm logical. So I texted him and I said, so how much do you typically spend on your boys' trip? I'm like,
which She detects me out of blue. What do you usually spend on your Vegas boys trip? And I immediately send it to the Vegas trip. I go, chat, what do I do? She's literally never asked. In 9 years of booking Vegas, she's never once.
And like, how much money did you spend?
How much does that cost? Never once. I go, chat, what do I do? And one buddy was like, you're so screwed. But it's funny. Some of them think she's like checking me. I immediately knew she's just like,
this is like a budget allocation.
I'm just going to spend however much you spend.
Yeah.
So I sent back to her. I go, I profited thousands of dollars from it.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I did do a couple of shows. I've done like 3 shows there over the years.
Yeah.
So I avoided the question. I go, profited.
I'm doing great.
Which is not.
So if you sell out a venue in Pensacola, hey, go crazy.
Which is that's not the answer.
And I said, and do whatever you want. And I talked her into it. So I think she's like, me and all the girls, we're going to split beds. And we're going to, oh, Katie. You deserve it. You got her own room, the master.
Wow, thank you.
They give you the master, right? Because you plan the trip.
Yeah.
That's obvious, right? If you plan the trip, you get the master.
Unless someone is coming for some reason.
Wheelchair or something?
Yep.
That's what you're going to say.
Wheelchair.
Wheelchair trumps it.
Wheelchair gets the master.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Even if it's on the top floor.
But I do sometimes. Yesterday I came to you and we had this medical bill. I was like, hey, guess what? Saved us $500. I got a discount. Which
yeah,
did you know
that.
You can do that? I learned this through a different hospital. Like if you we had like an emergency room bill.
Pro tip for listeners.
And if you call them and don't pay online, like I called and I said, you know, are there any discounts if I just like pay in full right now? And some places are like, what in the world? But the lady was clearly kind of like, I'm not sure. And then you could tell she was like on her computer. She was like, actually, I could do this like 20% discount. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, that'll work.
Which by the way, it was like $2,000. So it was like $400 or $500 off.
Yeah, it was $500. It was a $2,500 bill. So it was $500 off.
Don't ever take your kids to the emergency room. I don't care if they're like,
got it.
Don't. Well,
part of it is our insurance is bad. But yeah, I was like, yeah, let's do that one.
She was screaming, crying so hard. And for so long, we kind of panicked. We go, and it was like
It was Christmas Eve.
So yeah. We go, let's just go to this emergency room.
We and were not
she
here.
She calmed down. She was, I guess, she was diagnosed with being loud.
No, she was diagnosed with a double ear infection, so, which I still don't like,
no, she
honestly
didn't have.
Fully
We've
believe.
Learned this about our daughter. She can just lose it and rage, scream, cry.
There was something wrong with her. There was something wrong with her.
Oh, that's what's so funny. Yeah, I think your daughter's just kind of really loud.
She's a lot.
Yeah, she's a lot.
Gosh.
Every morning she's like this. Yeah, every morning. She's okay, thank goodness.
But yeah, so then I'm like, look at this. I saved us $500.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. The hospital just wing it. And you call them and go, hey, can I just pay less? They're like, yeah.
I know. I'm like, what we've is done this? Counseling.
Give me an itemized list. They go, you got us. We kind of rounded it up. They'd literally do that. So I've started, like when we were there, I saved us some money. He's like, we'll give her ibuprofen. I go, we have our own. Because you know they're going to like, it's $80 ibuprofen. You see the list after $80 ibuprofen. You go, what? Yeah. It's crazy that I don't know why we've normalized this as a society that, you know, I go, hey, cheeseburger, what's it cost? Shoes. Imagine buying shoes. Yeah, these feel good. I like these. All right, how much are they? We'll send you a bill in a week. Insurance. You go, I'm going to need to know. What?
Do you have insurance or not?
Yeah, also yeah. Like, insurance or not?
Yeah.
Insurance. All right. We'll
do
that. A little surprise.
Bad insurance.
It's tough when you're self-employed.
Yeah.
Does Phoenix have hospitals?
I sure
hope
so.
I think it's too hot.
I was going to say, I hope they don't.
They melt.
Then I don't even have the temptation to use them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't. I met a guy recently who, he was telling me about ambulances. His son works in some kind of sales for this. Right? He goes, ambulances. Those guys work in ambulances. Those are the bottom of the rung. He goes, so that's why always, if you ever have emergency, race the emergency room. Those ambulance guys are dumb.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if anyone can back this up. I was told this.
Like there's working in the back of it?
Yeah, the people that work the ambulance, those are the lowest, like the least talented, this job you don't want.
Huh. It seems like they would put people who know what they're doing back there.
Yeah.
Crisis
that's
situation. Right,
that's what the guy told me.
I'm going to have to talk to my medical people.
You know what the guy told me in a suite at the Big 12 tournament.
Okay, so all right.
he was in a suite. He's got a. He can't be dumb.
Yeah. So he. Yeah.
You know what? For the ambulance, bring your kid to a suite. probably doctors in here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is, I mean, I do hope there are doctors in a lot of places that we go. What we're talking about, going to a soccer game when I'm like 38 weeks pregnant.
I don't know, man. The World Cup is going to be crazy.
But I feel like I'm a little more chill on my third, and I'm kind of like, all right. And I have, for some reason, I have a lot of faith in people that, like, if I were to go in labor and be like, oh, yeah, everyone move out of my way, I'm in labor, or that, like, with that many people, there's got to be like 20 OBs in the crowd.
Just go track them down.
Yeah.
You got to really like soccer to do that.
We'll see how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Well, I would, if I, I would exit the game, but.
All right. We'll keep it going on the Patreon. As usual, we have a new free episode every week once you pay.
Yep.
That's the beauty of
it. And all the old episodes.
And we don't, and we tell you the price up front. We don't bill you later.
Yep. We're big on that.
Pretty big. We're big on that transparency. So, love you guys. Hope you have a great week. Talk to you later. Peace.
Correct opinion.